The bare naked lady on the front was a bit of a giveaway, said Ridcully.
The what?
The god peered in the direction of the boat.
These eyes are not particularly efficient. Oh dear, yes, the figure. Morphic bloody resonance again. Will you stop doing that?
The handkerchief plant had just put forth another fruit. The god narrowed his eyes, pointed his finger, and incinerated it. As one man, the wizard stepped back.
I'll stop concentrating for 5 minutes and everything loses any sense of discipline, said the god. Everything wants to make itself damn useful. I can't think why.
Sorry, am I getting this right? You're a god of evolution? Said Ponder.
Is that wrong?
Said the god anxiously.
But it's been happening for ages, sir.
Has it? But I only started a few years ago. Do you mean someone else is doing it?
I'm afraid so, sir, said Ponder. People breed dogs for fierceness and racehorses for speed and, well, even my uncle can do amazing things with his nuts, sir.
And everyone knows that you can cross a river with a bridge, said Ridcully.
Can you?
Said the god of evolution seriously.
I'd have thought that you simply get some very soggy wood.
Oh, dear.
Ridcully winked at Ponder Stibbons. Gods were often not good at humour, and this one was even worse than Ridcully.
We're back in time, Mr. Stibbons, he said. It may not have happened already, yet,
Oh, yes, said Ponder.
Anyway, two gods of evolution wouldn't be a bad thing, would they? Said Ridcully. Makes it a lot more interesting. The one who's best at it would win. The god stared at him with his mouth open. Then he shut it just enough to mouth Ridcully's words to himself, snapped his fingers, and vanished in a puff of little white lights.
Now you've done it, said the lecturer in recent runes.
No cake for you, said the bursar.
All I said was, the one who's best at it would win, said Ridcully.
Actually, he didn't look upset, said Ponder. He looked as if he'd suddenly realised something.
Ridcully looked up at the small mountain in the centre of the island and appeared to reach a decision.
All right, we'll leave, he said. The reason this island's so odd is that some rather daft god is messing around with it. That's a pretty good explanation as far as I'm concerned.
But, sir,
Ponder began.
See that little vine just by the senior wrangler there? It's only been growing for the last 10 minutes, said the dean.
It looked like a small cucumber vine, except that the fruits were yellow and oblong.
Pass me your penknife, Mr. Stibbons, said Ridcully.
Ridcully sliced the fruit in half. It wasn't fully ripe yet, but the pattern of pink and yellow squares was clearly visible, surrounded by a layer of something sticky and sweet.
But I only thought about that cake 10 minutes ago, said the senior wrangler. Seems perfectly logical to me, said Ridcully. I mean, here we are, wizards. We move about. We want to leave the island. What will we take with us? Anyone?
Food, obviously, said Ponder.
But, right. If I was a vegetable, I'd want to make myself useful in a hurry, yes? No good hanging around for 1,000 years just growing bigger seeds. No fear. All those other plants might come up with a better idea in the meantime. No, you see an opportunity and you go for it. There might not be another boat along for years.
Millennia, said the dean.
Even longer, Ridcully agreed. Survival of the fastest, eh? So I suggest we load up and go, gentlemen.
What? Just like that? Said Ponder.
Certainly. Why not?
But think of the things we could learn here, said Ponder. The possibilities are breathtaking. At least there's a god who's actually got the right idea. At least we can get some answers to all the important questions. Look, we can't just go. I mean, not go. I mean, we're wizards, aren't we?
He was aware that he had their full attention, something that wizards did not often give. Usually they defined listening as a period in which you worked out what you were going to say next. It was disconcerting. Then the spell broke. The senior wrangler shook his head.
Curious way of looking at things, he said, turning away. So, I vote we take plenty of those cheese nuts, Arch-Chancellor.
Good provisioning is the essence of successful exploration,
said the Dean. "Quite a roomy vessel, too, so we needn't stint.